This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
5 o'clock. Great to have you. We've covered a lot of ground today. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. I do encourage you to check out the interview Jim and John had with Brad Holmes, and that's going to be kind of one of the parts of our 5 o'clock topic. And I want to invite everyone in on this, and I know it's probably a little bit of overload. Iserman spoke it too. We carried it. I'll give you the cliff notes. I can't play endless amounts of audio and then have time to talk to you guys. That's just not a good listen. But Iserman said, oh no, our focus is drafting, and we're going to build this thing through the draft. He was asked about the Wallman trade. Would you like to add some context or clarity? No and no. He was asked about the hot seat, respectfully, and then everything he followed saying was disrespectful. I don't care what any of you think. Basically came off as someone who has no boss and a lifetime deal and nothing's changing. That's what it sounded like.
Sounds accurate.
Then you get Brad Holmes. He was asked by Jim, look, do you understand at least why fans continue to want an edge rusher? Do you understand why you're asked about it? Jim wasn't even allowed to finish the question, and Holmes went, no, I don't understand it. He then goes on to say one of the most disingenuous things I think you could ever say. Lions fans are mad that they have Aiden Hutchinson because they don't have a second Aiden Hutchinson. That's insane. I don't think anyone feels that. And I think when you're a Super Bowl caliber team and great players demand trades, right, like a Trey Hendrickson or a Myles Garrett, no one's wrong for saying, pick up the phone, let's give it a rip. And when it doesn't happen, you go, no problem. I don't fault the organization. And then we go to, all right, well, what else did you do in free agency? All right, no problem. Brad's an awesome drafter. We're going to be just fine. All right, first round was a D tackle. Excellent. I don't mind it. He's a really good football player. Yeah. That's okay, right? All right, well, then we're going to go and we're going to trade how many picks to move up and take a receiver in the third? Not an edge? Nowhere? Sixth round? So that's been the conversation today. And I want to do this a different way, Rico. To the fans, and to Rico and Kenny, David, and of course you guys in listener land, which of these two is more arrogant? Between Iserman and Holmes, which of these two is higher on their own supply? Which of these two's public remarks irk you more? And I understand this is a little difficult because you might be a Wings fan and not a Lions fan, or you might be casual about one and you're a hardcore fan of the other. But on surface today, the one thing we heard was two GMs who actively think they're curing cancer. And neither of them's changing. Now, one of them clearly has done a much better job than the other. Brad Holmes has done a much better job. But neither's won anything. And neither's changing. And any question about their moves is met with dismissal. So which of the two do you believe is more arrogant? Which one rubs you the wrong way more?
I would say Brad Holmes comes across more arrogant because Iserman, there's arrogance there. But when asked questions, he will simply just say no, and that's it. Whereas Holmes has to go and explain why he's smarter than you, why you have no idea what he does on a day-to-day thing, why you are not in the same category as him. Whereas Iserman will just say, I don't want to talk about it. Well, please, no.
Do you want to hear the Rieger thing?
Yeah.
Do you think that would help the argument?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Here, play the Rieger question about Wallman, which, in fairness, it's one of the worst trades in the NHL in recent years. Rieger did not go troll mode. I don't think this was gotcha. And Iserman just Wasn't having it.
Okay.
Okay, good talk. I feel stupid, and I'm very sorry, David. 248-539-9797. Listen, David. Oh, my God, he's not listening.
I'm listening.
Let it roll. We got calls coming in. Prioritize the people. To hell with the audio. We'll go over to Julie.
But I just think that Iserman just kind of, you know, I don't want to talk about this. I got a plan. We're going to bring up the kids, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of one of those trust me, it will work type of things. You may not agree with it, but it's not, hey, you don't know how much hockey I've watched and going down to the IHL and going overseas and my scout people. And look, I've traveled to Russia. Have you been to Russia? I've been here. I've gone here. Whereas Holmes kind of does that. I've watched 2 years of every snap.
Yeah,
I know you can't. No disrespect. You can't do that. But normally when somebody says not trying to be disrespectful, the next thing out of their mouth, disrespect.
Correct. So which of these two rubbed you the wrong way today? And if it's neither, that's fine. The Holmes thing was weird. It was. Because I don't think Jim or John, and I know Jim can be smarmy. I didn't think there was any of that today. I thought Jim did nice job.
That was the softballest of all softball questions. Hey, you kind of understand. No.
Wow. Yeah, and Lions. Again, Lions fan, when your GM says you're mad that you have Aiden and that you don't have another one, who he's describing, I don't know. I think the truth always lies in the middle. We were simply looking for more than Marcus Davenport, whatever that is, whether it be by draft, by trade, or by free agency. Yeah. And he's not offering that to you. So you tell me what you want to do with it. We'll go to Julian to kick off the 5 o'clock. Jules, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, bottom of the afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, hey, sir. Man. What do you got?
So, Mike, for me, it's an easy answer. It is Steve Yzerman by a mile, and I'm going to dive into why. But so I don't forget, I have a CQ that I want to also get to. It's a two-part CQ for you, Rico and Kenny. So let me talk about Yzerman first. Unlike Brad Holmes, who has delivered to Lions fans something that no other modern-day GM has delivered, which is multiple playoff wins, an incredible team last year that, yes, fell short, right? An appearance one or two quarters away from a Super Bowl. Steve Yzerman has delivered absolutely nothing. We've covered it extensively. He's been an abject failure. But for his attitude, and I get bothered when any coach or GM who, objectively speaking, has had zero success, which Yzerman as GM has had, objectively speaking, zero success, for them to turn on the smarm and the attitude of how dare you ask me these questions, I feel that it's an insult to the fans who have every right to be upset. The media, after all, is trying to voice fandom concerns. So for me, Brad Holmes, yes, the whole joke about his receipts, but he has the right to have receipts. He's delivered a product on the field that have made grown men cry, and rightfully so. Who the hell is Steve Yzerman, right? You know, he's no longer the Tampa Bay GM, so he can't claim that. He had, you know, he's not the GM of Team Canada, multiple gold medals. You're the GM of the Red Wings. What have you done? Who are you to be smarmy to anybody? So for me, that's why I really have a difficult time when anybody.
Yeah, today was tough.
Especially
today was a tough tone by him. And look, I look, Rieger can be acerbic, but that's not the way he asked it. We have the audio now. Jules, I'll play this, and then we'll get to your critical question. Go ahead. This is Rieger asking about Walman. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the worst part is, you know, Rieger, you know, Reno Rieger, right? He's a character at times. He's the king of trolls. On a scale of one, you know, Rieger to 10, that's like a one.
Correct.
Like, that's a very valid, you know, very well-framed question. Hey, we were interested to know about this trade. And the smarm level, again, you know, I offer this and I'll get to my CQ. We're at the point now where my advice to Red Wings fans is, okay, be upset with Steve Yzerman for sure. Be more upset with Ilitch, because I think it's very reasonable to suspect, based on how Ilitch is as an owner, that he's given Steve Yzerman a lifetime leash.
Yes.
And for 6 years now, there's no reason to think that, hey, next year this ship is going to be turned around.
Agree,
so
totally.
I would direct Red Wings fans, be more mad at Ilitch than Yzerman.
What is the CQ, quickly, and we'll try to get to it.
The CQ, I want to hear your picks, Rico and Kenny's, game six, or game five tonight, Leafs Sens, who you got in the game, who you got in the series.
Okay.
I gotta hear it.
The Leafs. You're gonna be fine. I know you have PTSD. Jules, just breathe. You're gonna be okay. Leafs. Or do we root for radio? Leafs tank, Marner launched out of a cannon, and he lands on Belle Isle.
Even now we're hoping Yzerman actually makes the move. So.
Yeah, okay, all we're gonna do is get frustrated. Kids.
Although I will say every game in that series feels like it's an overtime game. The Battle of Ontario. When do the Wings play?